All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. All right, so now we're going to run through some of my kind of longer drawn-out clips, but there's a lot of power-packed information in them. So we're going to start at clip 14, and this is Alex Jones, and you're going to get a kick out of some of this stuff. I wanted to get this in, so I'm starting at the top of the hour. Listen to this one. Go ahead and start it, Mr. Producer.
While we were ending the broadcast yesterday on Tuesday, Donald Trump was giving a speech on declaring America's economic independence. And I was intending on the 4th of July to have a rebroadcast of some of our biggest and most important interviews. But I'm tempted to come in the next few days and tape a special broadcast about NAFTA and GATT and the WTO and the IMF and the World Bank and the TPP and all the rest of it and break down in their own words how they're establishing a corporate world government. Because this speech is the best I've ever seen in my lifetime against globalism. He points out that Hillary is a foreign agent of the Chinese. He says that she is an agent in a trade war against us. These are quotes. He says, if I get elected, the era of American economic surrender is over. He says they threaten us with trade war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're already in a trade war. We're already under attack. We're already having our jobs sold off to the communist Chinese. Hillary is an agent and has been an agent since the communist Chinese were funding money through Don Tyson of Tyson Chicken, who ran the Clintons. They were formerly CIA. That's been leaked. They were handled by Strobe Talbot at Oxford. But the globalists allowed them to operate at that level as double agents because Henry Kissinger, who they're best friends with and they vacation with, and the Bushes, Bush Sr. was the first ambassador to China after relations opened back up. They made a traitorous, high-level, unilateral deal that Nixon wasn't even aware of and tried to end. That's why they basically impeached him and set him up. He wasn't an angel, but he said, what, you've made a bunch of secret deals, Kissinger? You're in trouble. And Kissinger's like, no, you're in trouble. We control the press. Bye-bye. But this goes back to what happened in the 1970s. You wonder why the Bushes are in charge? You wonder why the Clintons are in charge? You wonder why they call themselves family? You want to know why we just can't seem to get rid of them like a bad case of herpes? It's because they are literally on the payroll of the communist Chinese. That's really who controls them. They also get financed to a great extent by the Saudi Arabians. There's an Israel lobby, but it's mainly about Israel. And it does bad stuff. It gets our secrets and sells it to the Chinese as well. I mean, Israel, to a great extent, is working for the Chinese. A billion
stop it there, Mr.
and a half
producer,
of them, folks.
You can stop it there and move to the next segment. So now you'll see that Jones, I guess he was really, his ass was hanging out in the breeze with trying to say Saudi Arabia runs the planet. So now I guess he got in his war room and he decided, you know what, I guess we better say the Chinese are the real masters of the planet. Even though the Jewish gang and the State Department and all these characters set up the communist regime in China. The hammer and sickle is Jewish, folks. It's not Chinese. The Chinese people are under Jewish domination. And so now Jones, you can see, he's like, he must have said, you know what, this Saudi thing ain't working. Let's make China, the communist Chinese, see, everybody's their agents now. It's just like the Vatican only guys saying that all the Jewish mobsters are Vatican agents. Well, now Jones is saying everybody's Chinese agents. It's pretty funny, but I figured I had to get that out there because it's just, that's just butt hanging out in the breeze silliness. On to the next segment. No, hold on, let me set this up. Now the next bunch of segments are basically this guy Gary Heaven, multi-billionaire Texan Christian guy. But there's a bunch of interesting kind of exchanges here with him and Jones. Go ahead on the next segment.
And with us for the rest of the hour is Gary Haven in studio, who I've asked just to come in when he's in town in Austin. He lives here part of the time, other part of the time in Australia. so many of the elite, he's a patriot, but he is a billionaire, have been running off to Australia or New Zealand for whatever reason. We'll talk about that some with him in a moment. The film opened with a great test in 30 theaters, Armageddon that I happen to be in, a lot of other great folks, in 30 theaters, and was number two in 27 of them with an average of 3.5 out of 5 stars. So that's good for the next phase. They've taken a break to roll out in even more theaters. They took a break during Memorial Day weekend and will reopen in 30 theaters in Florida, Detroit, and many other areas. And they will take another break July 4th and return another 30 theaters in L.A., San Diego, et cetera. DVD sales are set for October. And, of course, they've got some TV deals bubbling as well to be able to just basically expose the globalist agenda. And well, I couldn't think of a better time with the British exit, with Trump coming out. I played it 3 times, folks. I may play it again. But in the next few days, I'm going to play pretty much all the speeches. Economic speech was the best yet. And you wanted to speak to that. I said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, Trump. And what's happening, but saying communist China is a trade war. The war is already here. It's already begun. We're being screwed over. Hillary is an agent of that war against us. That's a quote. She's an agent of that trade war, which is true. She is a communist agent. And, of course, they're not communists. They're just like Kim Jong-un. They're just thugs that rule slaves. They're slave masters. They're warlords. And a lot of American elites, including George Herbert Walker Bush, his ambassador, opened up China and made the deals with Kissinger. It's come out in major books, partially declassified, that Nixon wanted to open China, but not have an inside screw job. And so that's why Kissinger and others got rid of Nixon. But here we are today. Saudi Arabia is second. Israel is down the line manipulating our internal politics as well. It's just a fact, not anti-Israel, but they shouldn't be doing it. But China is the one really censoring our media.
Go ahead. Stop it there. You see how he just grovels before Israel in this little kind of nuanced way. So go ahead and forward to the next segment at 157.05. But you know, my ears perk up whenever I hear Jones mention Israel. The way, I'm not against Israel. I'm just saying they mess with our internal politics. Well, they hit us with the Levant affair, the USS Liberty, heavily involved in 9/11. Jonathan Pollard. I mean, come on. The King David Hotel, which they did to the Brits, killed a bunch of Jews and a bunch of Palestinians. That King David Hotel operation is sick. And these guys walk around in Israel today bragging about it. They're like heroes. It's absolutely disgusting. Let's play that next segment.
Yeah, let me answer your question. I didn't get to the full answer there. So I think things are accelerating right now. You have a number of events. We're going to have an economic crash by design. You know, they've borrowed and spent, borrowed and
they've done it all over the world. This thing, yeah.
Or worse than any time in history.
When do you think it's coming? As a guy that's proven with money, you're a smart guy from nothing, making billions of dollars. What do you think they're going
to
do?
Well, I'm going to have to give you a bilateral answer here. Because Trump is such a threat to the status quo,
they might wait.
Actually, I think they may wait till his election is
and then blame him.
Then they undermine him by crashing the economy.
That's what I think, yeah.
If he wasn't winning, then they would wait because Hillary is going to continue going down the road.
So it may accelerate it, him getting in.
Right. I think a lot of things are accelerating.
Because they see populism growing. They want to nip it in the bud and make us dependent and go, oh, buyer's remorse. See globalism. You were against globalism,
you
but now you're on
there.
The street.
You can stop come there, back Mr. To us. Producer. Go ahead and forward to the next segment. Now, I remember in the last few weeks I've been talking about that school of thought that I've seen floating around out here that Trump is the guy that they want to manage the bankruptcy, FDR Part 2. You know, you had the whole bankruptcy that happened in the 30s, press reset. They want one of the bankruptcy masters, Mr. Trump, to be the guy to oversee the new bankruptcy, the complete, you know, bum face down in a pool of water, United States bankruptcy. And so that kind of fits in there. Now, that's a kind of interesting, plausible scenario. He's like, yeah, well, if they really don't like Trump, the guy gets in and then they torpedo the thing and really, you know, make Trump sit there and hold the bag. Or Trump's chosen to oversee the collapse itself and to run the gulags. We don't know yet. Let's hit the next part, Mr. Producer.
The movie. You know, this movie, Armageddon, is about an EMP attack on America, an electromagnetic pulse. That is a real threat to this country that most people are unaware of. There's been two congressional studies that...
And I agree it's a real threat, but it's almost a dual metaphor because then the globalists are the real threat. Because it sells it to the mainstream as an EMP movie, but then underlying it's...
Yeah, you're right. There were two purposes of the Mankiw movie. One was to teach people about the threat and hopefully to create a movement to do something to protect us. You know, it's a lousy $2 billion protects the grid. Hillary wants to spend...
We need surge protectors
between the power producer and go ahead and forward to that last part, 20955. Now, the pulse, you see, electromagnetic pulse, Amerageddon, the Pulse nightclub. Now the Pulse movement throwing this reset party next month at the Washington Monument, where it's all talks about a reset and all this kind of weird predictive programming. Keep your minds open to this crap, folks, because I almost feel like all of it's tied in, and just all the various things called Pulse, it's really creepy. Now, I've got an article pulled up on All News Pipeline. Have the UN vehicles and their official denials just proven the UN takeover theory with the attempted assassination of Mike Norris, director of the film Amerageddon? Now, Gary's the billionaire behind it. Mike Norris, the firstborn of Chuck Norris, the Hollywood star, our martial arts guy. They're saying that the movie might have cut too close to home. So, Mr. Producer, play that last clip.
By the way, I need to share a story.
Share it, then we'll go to calls. Please.
Mike Norris was out promoting the movie this last week, and he was all over the eastern U.S.
That's accomplished director, firstborn son of Chuck Norris, who learned to ride a motorcycle with Steve McQueen.
Yeah. So he ends up almost in a hospital last night.
I didn't know that.
His glands had swollen up. His face was swollen, hives.
Oh, I didn't know this. Wow.
And he thought back, and he remembered the night before at one of the openings that a man in a gray suit had put his hand on his shoulder and rubbed his neck. So we don't know exactly.
No, I've had I never told the story, but I got poisoned at least twice.
Yeah.
At events.
Yeah, well, Mike believes he was poisoned.
I'm not just saying this. That's what happened to me. I swole up.
Yeah.
After
glands. Because your body's fighting off that, that attack, that toxin.
What happened? Tell me.
Well, he went to the doctor, got...
My hands all swole up, everything.
Yeah. Face red, blotched, couldn't breathe.
Yeah, don't let folks touch you when you're out in public, folks. If you're doing a public event, you're a leader. Go ahead.
Thanks to steroid shots, he can breathe now, swelling's gone down, and he seems like he's on the other side.
Start over, because you just sprung this on me. We didn't talk this before, right?
Yeah,
you didn't tell me this before.
No, in fact,
I
found out about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, I talked to Mike a while ago, and he'd just gotten back from the physician, and he had been touched by a man in a gray suit.
He was at a premiere.
At a premiere, and didn't pay any attention till he woke up in the middle of the night with his glands swollen, his throat swollen shut, his face blotched, hands swollen, and realized that... perhaps it was a result of the strange man in a gray suit. Why do you wear a suit to a theater? It's kind of an odd thing.
Well, his dad told him, I can only say this because he told part of it on air. Chuck Norris told him, don't you think Chuck Norris would be running for president, folks, if he had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes? And, he told him, he said, yeah, and I'm proud of this movie. Now get ready for him to try to kill you. Remember?
Yeah.
And Mike talked about that here on air. And then, Chuck even said more behind the scenes. Imagine what Chuck Norris has gone through. And Chuck's been really writing some bold articles about what's going on. But, wow, it's funny you said swelled up because...
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So I got I just saw this article today, and they're kind of like, they probably heard that like I did. As the United Nations now here in America prepare to assist the Obama administration in their fight against extremism, Strong Cities Initiative, that whole crap, UN, and preparing to crack down upon law-abiding Americans with celebrities such as Amerageddon director Norris near the front of the line. Remember the gray state guy, Crowley, him and his entire family supposedly murder-suicided. That was a big dust-up that I covered months back. It was really freaky. And now you've got the Amerageddon director gets touched by a guy. I don't know if it's real. I can't say. But I know, let's just say, as we devolve further into the Cheka NKVD red terror state that people like Obama and the Clintons and the Pelosi's and the Schumers of the world want us to move into, I have to say this, all of us out here that run our mouths behind microphones and try to, you know, disseminate knowledge the way we do, we're all in danger. And I don't know if I said it on air a long time ago when I first went on the air, but I had something happen to me that was very freaky. And I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, is it real or not? I don't know, but you know, it's pretty damn creepy. Mr. Producer, let's go to clip. Let's go to clip 11. No, let's start at clip 12. Let's start at clip 12 and we'll go there.
Heavily armed police are on patrol at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Canine units bolster security at Los Angeles International Airport. There is enhanced police presence in key locations across the country. In New York City, a new class of more than 1,200 officers was sworn in to complement the NYPD's anti-terror squad. Police Commissioner William Bratton.
This year, they are here, fully trained, fully equipped. The name of the game in dealing with terrorist threats as citizen crime is to prevent to the greatest degree possible.
Federal officials say there are no credible or specific threats this 4th of July weekend. Still, according to the Department of Homeland Security, federal officials remain concerned about terrorist-inspired individuals and homegrown violent extremists who may be encouraged or inspired to target public events.
Okay, you can pause it there, Mr. Producer, and forward to the next segment. You know, I've seen a lot of chatter floating around, and in some of these sites, anytime a big holiday comes up, oh my God, they're gonna hit us. And you know, there's a lot of doom porners out here that anytime a significant date comes up, oh my God, they're gonna, ISIS is gonna get us. You know, these tards with the ISIS stuff is, I mean, it's really sick. If that just means that that's deep state terror operations hitting us to put us further into the fetal position. Let's go to the next segment.
New computer technology can scan their faces and detect character traits within seconds. Israeli startup Faceception works on the theory that DNA determines personality, which is reflected in our faces. The company's technology draws results within seconds. Seemingly, it's an ideal screening tool in airports or at mass gatherings like Olympic Games.
Since 2012, we've been registering asylum seekers and refugees in Jordan using biometric technology. We do iris scanning, which is about 10 times as accurate as fingerprinting. We do an assessment of the family. And once that eligibility criteria is met, they can go to our partner bank, and without any additional enrollment, they go up to an ATM machine, they scan their eye, no card, no PIN.
Right. You can stop it there, Mr. Producer, and then forward to the next part. So you got these companies, Faceception, facial personality profiling company. Our breakthrough computer vision and machine learning technology analyzes facial images and automatically reveals personalities in real time. Backed by social and life science research and proven results, our mission is to revolutionize how companies, organizations, and even robots understand people to dramatically improve public safety, communications, decision-making experiences. Founded in 2014, Faceception is a private company located in Tel Aviv, Israel, probably right down from Herzliya, the headquarters of Mossad, I would guess. Includes world-class experts in the areas of computer vision, face analysis, machine learning, psychology, technology, and marketing. So the Jewish supremacists that are running the planet are going to decide by the way your face looks whether you are some sort of a threat and what your matrix score is and all the rest of it, just based on your DNA, facial features, your God-given features. Now, the other side of the coin was this iris scan of all the refugees. And guess what? That's Accenture, the big corporation with the IMF, World Bank, Homeland Security. And guess what? They could just scan their retina at the bank and get freebies from the tax dollars of Europeans. How you like that? See you on the other side.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Question for the audience. Okay, so you've got this company Faceception, okay? You got ICTS, which just happens to be running all this security at all these airports where the attacks happen and where planes fly out of and crash all over the place. So wouldn't these Israeli companies, I mean, if your software is so good, how come you can't stop all the crap that goes down at the airports with your Faceception technology and ICTS and your tried and true, you know, you're real good with El Al Airlines, and not a lot of stuff happens there. But when you guys run Allies airline security for the Goy, I mean, a lot of bad things happen. So I think you need to tighten your game up, ICTS and Faceception and all the rest of you guys. So let's see here. We are on. Let's play the next segment, Mr. Producer.
Parts of Florida this morning are under a state of emergency that caused toxic algae. Some people along the Treasure Coast blame water from Florida's biggest lake. The Army Corps of Engineers plans to cut its flow by about 35%. Omar Villafranca shows us how the holiday weekend will be affected. He is at a beach in Stuart, Florida. Omar, good morning.
Good morning. Usually the water here is clear and blue at Bathtub Beach, but it's got a little bit of a greenish tint. And let me show you what this stuff looks like up close. Inside, you can see some of those green globules floating around. And this algae is dangerous to people. That's why many of the beaches around here will be closed for the busy 4th of July weekend.
The goopy blue-green algae blooms have turned many Southeast Florida waterways into a thick, poisonous soup.
It's just putrid. I mean, it just gags you.
Okay. Would you swim in this? Could stop it there, and Mr. Producer, and forward to the last segment of this video. But yeah, so now Florida on the eastern part has a state of emergency. They've got some algae, some putrid algae that's just wreaking havoc down there. Who knows what the hell's going on? But I mean, it's just fascinating, all the weird natural anomalies and weird things that are happening around the planet with, you know, things like this. Okay, let's play the last segment.
Battle is brewing over what ads should be allowed on bus benches across Colorado Springs. Dozens of benches have these words on them, Jesus is Lord. But now City Public Works is in the process of reevaluating that advertising policy for its religious message after it got a complaint. Now, the pastor who started the campaign is now threatening the city with a free speech lawsuit.
There's a lot of messages in the city that I'm opposed to personally, but I don't complain because I understand this is the United States of America.
Well, the church was told it can still advertise on benches, and no ads will be taken down just yet. But for now, no new benches containing language such as Jesus is Lord will be permitted.
You could stop it there. This is the war on Christianity. Now, imagine some LGBT types, if there were some, you know, Islamic sort of, you know, Allah's great in English. Do you think any of these little wussies in the LGBTQ community would have the cojones to call and complain about Allah's great on a bus bench? or if there was a menorah on there, you know, Moses is great or something of this nature. No, it's Christianity in general that is targeted by the wacky atheist, far left, LGBT. It's like the very system which has built the tolerance for your kind out there that are non-Christian, you're the ones that want to crush that very system. Whereas, you know, atheism's killed, what, a couple hundred million people in the last century. You know, Islam has a long history of, you know, pretty a lot of brutal behavior. They had a couple, you know, bright points throughout Islamic history, kind of some golden times. But it fascinates me that all these people that are hostile to religion would be hostile to Christianity, the very system that really brought forth the tolerance, you know, the Protestant kind of ethic that brought forth the tolerance of various denominations, but even people that aren't religious. And these people are just thankless. They especially like feminist weirdos and then the gays. It's like you people wouldn't be able to have your little flamboyant baton twirling drag queen parade leading selves in very many countries if it wasn't for basically the tolerant Christian ethic. You know, that's been around, whether you like going to strip clubs, you know, whatever. I mean, you go to an Islamic country or, you know, and I know in atheist kind of countries, you'll have your vice kind of places to go hang out. But I just think, you know, societies where, you know, it was like a loose kind of golden rule, tolerate your neighbor type thing. I think it's really just disgusting. And I've talked to gay people about this, and they kind of get it after you talk to them about it and be like, I don't understand why you would want to live under some other system, because the other systems crush people's rights. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio, last half hour. Now, we heard all that stuff with Jones and China, turning China into new to the masters of the planet. Okay, remember this, Rothschild's pivot to Asia. Okay, look it up in your computer, Rothschild's pivot to Asia. Look into the works of Christopher Bolin about who really still runs China. China's got a Rothschild central bank, and I know that the whole BRICS thing happened, and that was kind of a side project for the Chinese. It's still hard to say whether that's a psyop or not. All right, Brazil really is experiencing some hard times. They got their president removed. There's a lot going on. Now, I've stumbled across this document from 2004. China and the Jewish people, old civilizations in a new era, strategy paper. The Jewish People Policy Planning Institute, okay, by Dr. Shalom Solomon Wald, okay. Now, the contents, the emergence of China, China and the Jews, assessing the current state, new challenges, Jewish policy responses. Jewish people policy goals, the power of culture in China's long history, China's energy security and Middle Eastern oil, trends towards increasing Islamic militancy in China, growing interdependence between China and the U.S., the evolution of China's relations with Israel. Just check it out. It's something to look at. I wanted to put this out here, too. The FBI, and I know a bunch of you have probably seen this floating around, and my computer is acting stupid now. But basically, the FBI is ordering can my computer act right? All records withheld from the public. Is this an impeachable offense for James Comey? Robert David Steele argues maybe an impeachable offense for Director James Comey. The FBI has ordered a complete blackout on information about the suspected false flag event. According to the Orlando Sentinel, the FBI sent a letter to law enforcement agencies requesting that agencies deny inquiries and directs departments to immediately notify the FBI of any request your agency received so the FBI can seek to prevent disclosure through appropriate channels as necessary. Yeah, like send some knee crushers to your house and tell you to shut up. Like they did that Todoshev guy, shot him in the head while they were interrogating him. It's pretty fascinating, though. So, Mr. Producer, we want to get back to the clips. Let's start with clip 11.
California's already strict gun laws will get even stricter next year thanks to new legislation that Governor Jerry Brown signed into law on Friday. The new laws put new restrictions on purchasing assault weapons as well as further regulating the sale of ammunition in California. But Brown vetoed five other gun control bills that he thought were over-regulative. One would have expanded the use of restraining orders to take guns away from people considered a danger to themselves and others. The new laws were first introduced to the California legislature in response to the San Bernardino shooting in December and got a push through the legislature after last month's mass shooting in Orlando. In a written statement Friday, Brown said, "My goal in signing these bills is to enhance public safety by tightening our existing laws in a responsible and focused manner, while protecting the rights of law-abiding gun owners." The National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action accused Brown of using the terrorist attacks for political gain, saying Governor Jerry Brown today signed a draconian gun control package, even though the state's already restrictive laws did nothing to stop the attack in San Bernardino. Brown's history with gun control measures is a complicated one.
Go ahead, forward to the next segment. This has to do with purchasing ammo, and I think it limits magazine capacity. I mean, it's real creepy, draconian stuff. And you know, as California goes, a lot of times the rest of the country goes. Have fun with it coming here to Missouri with that crap, though. We're still pretty hardcore here in Missouri as far as our gun rights are. But we've got some sick anti-gunners. And, you know, from our urban areas, they're about freaking 83 IQ idiots, and they just do what they're told, and they're straight commie shock troops. So we're dealing with this all over the country. Next segment, Mr. Producer.
Number ballot.
Mock effective today, San Diego parents have to vaccinate their children if they want them to go to school. And 10 News reporter Riel Creighton spoke to a doctor who says the controversial new law makes for healthier children. Riel.
Ariel, he says it's pretty much the consensus of the medical community. Of course, not everyone agrees, but what it means essentially is that your kids will have to get your shots before they go to daycare, kindergarten, or the seventh grade.
What the new law means for doctors like Howard Smart.
It should eliminate the frivolous reasons for not getting your children vaccinated.
Smart, a pediatrician at Sharp Reese Steele, says they've seen more cases of preventable diseases like whooping cough in the last 6 years than he's seen in his entire career.
The risk of getting a vaccine is much lower than the risk of not getting a vaccine.
The new law, now in full effect, gets rid of a parent's right to refuse to vaccinate based on personal or religious beliefs. Only those with valid medical conditions are exempt. Smart says in one fell swoop, it protects other children, those who are
immunocompromised. All right, Mr. Producer, you can pause it there and forward to the next segment. How about you pathetic communist traitors quit letting the whole turd world into our country and bring in all the communicable crap? Huh? Well, see, this is the psyop here. Absorb all the scum of the planet with TB and every other disease, but you better get your vaccines, boy. Or it's your problem, and your religion or nothing else. No, you can't have any exemptions. Because we just brought the bioweapon systems by the thousands into your community on purpose. And now you better take those shots. Any other questions? Welcome to the gulag. All right, let's play the next segment.
Erin O'Flaherty was crowned Miss Missouri early this month. And come September, she is going to be the first openly gay Miss America contestant in that pageant's 95-year history. And I want to show you this picture from this past weekend. It was the Gay Pride event in St. Lewis, Missouri. There she is, surrounded by rainbows and lots of drag queens, too, and a lot of smiles. Erin, kind enough now to don the crown and join me live to talk about the experience. Congratulations, first of all, on winning your state crown, making it to the big contest, and making such a headline, too, because this is very significant.
All right,
stop
it, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and stop it and forward to the next segment. So, Miss Missouri is gay. First openly gay Miss Missouri, and first, I don't know about that, but first, I guess she has to be, but first openly lesbian Miss America contestant. 95 years. It's just another nail in the coffin. And I'm not saying that I, you know, can't work around or hang out around people that are homosexual. But what I'm saying is it's just cultural indicators of collapse. That's all I'm saying. And a lot of people are like, no, it's not. It's progress. It's progress. You're a fool. You're dumb. And you don't know anything about history. All right, let's play the last segment.
Corruption. The country's massive oil reserves haven't helped much because of low oil prices worldwide, and inflation is heading toward more than 700%.
Venezuela.
In an attempt to save resources, Venezuela's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro, put food distribution under the control of local citizen committees. But critics say those committees are biased toward people who are supportive of Maduro's government. Maduro's administration says the crisis is overblown. According to the Washington Post, it's blamed the protests and riots on an economic war led by foreigners and private businessmen who it claims are hoarding food supplies to destabilize the government. It's hard to see how the country can safely escape the situation it's in without some type of intervention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has supported, quote, a fair and timely recall referendum on Maduro's presidency.
Oh, you can stop it there. How do you like that? So John Kerry's like, just like they did with Assad. Yeah, let's have a recall referendum. We'll squeeze them and use food as a weapon. It's probably got some things to do with the oil. They're sitting on a massive glut of oil. They probably don't want to, Maduro probably doesn't want to play ball with the big oil companies. Or something of that nature is what I would guess. And then, you know, Maduro, I got pictures of him in like leather walking hand in hand with some dude back in the 80s. And so they got dirt on him. But it looks like they want to take him out. Just, you know, looks like they took out Chavez. They didn't like him much because he used the word Pharisees and he was pretty tight with the Palestinians. And they don't like that kind of stuff down there in South America. They'll send a crypto down there to take care of you. Let's get into this real quick. Let's hit clip 13, Mr. Producer. This is Jones and Steve Pachinik.
All right. I think it's important for the audience to understand we Americans, in 1944, because of the incredible quality of leaders that we had at that point under FDR, Morgenthau and others in the Treasury developed what was called the Bretton Woods Conference, which basically stated very clearly that for the next half a century to a century, we will have the dollar denominated as the currency of the world. That became so ingrained that anybody who has a chance to go to New Hampshire, Mount Washington, should see that little room which determined the outcome of American superpower.
Forward to the next segment. So that's Dr. Steve Pachinik, Mr. Patriot Games, Harrison Ford guy, saying what a great job Morgenthau and FDR did making the dollar the world's reserve currency, basically turning the United States into the enforcement proxy muscle to build the Zio world order. Okay, yeah, Morgenthau plan, genocide the Germans, Ike, the whole nine yards. You know, I mean, it's really crazy to hear that. I mean, you know, it's like a serious bait and switch there. Let's play that second segment there.
Bringing in all the refugees, 5 million from the Middle East. It's got to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions here. They're covering it up. What is the whole point of bringing in people unskilled, 22% that have TB? I mean, this sounds like treason.
Well, the way I looked at it and the way I said it on your show many years ago was that this was Putin's revenge on the takedown of the Soviet Union. When I listened to Putin many years ago, he's a very clever man. He said, imagine what countries are like when you liberate 20 million people and they have no country, i.e. addressing me and others who were involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. And I realized that he would, in fact, get into the Syrian war to create this conflagration, support Bashar Assad with Iran, and then allow all of these young men to transfer over into Turkey.
Sure, and of course, he came out yesterday, Putin, and said this reminds him of the fall of the Soviet Union.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, you can stop it there. So now Pechenik is basically saying that Vlad Putin is the secret power behind the Kalergi plan to flood Europe with blacks and Asians and so forth to destroy the white race of Europe. Now, if you look at the maps, this is why I'm, you got to remain somewhat leery of Putin. You wonder how the hell all these people could get up into Scandinavia, in the numbers that they have throughout these years. And if you really look at the maps, that most western part of Russia could have been a conduit. But I have to say that one kind of stinks to me that Putin would be involved in, I guess, payback to flood Europe with non-whites. I mean, he would have to be a real behind-the-scenes player that is part of the world government agenda. And that would fit more in with Brandon Martinez over at Non-Aligned Media's view of Putin. He's very leery of him. So I don't know, but I figured I would put that out there for the audience. You guys are going to have to decide, but that's a whole nother kind of take on it that I really didn't, put into the equation. So let's get clip 15 ready, Mr. Producer, and go ahead and start there.
We see another common theme of ISIS attacks. They never seem to target Israelis. There were Israeli diplomats in the airport, but rather than going after those Israeli diplomats, as radical Muslim terrorists would be expected to do, they just blew up a bunch of innocent people. I don't know. Vic, are you suspicious about the way that ISIS seems to be very friendly with Israel and never, ever attacks it?
Well, any real journalist or detective of a crime would be. Yes, and I am.
All right, so go ahead and stop it there and go ahead and forward to the next segment, Mr. Producer. Now, Israeli diplomats were in the Istanbul airport when this thing went down. I've been thinking about this Istanbul thing. And you had all these overtures made on the surface between Erdogan and Russia and Erdogan and Israel and Erdogan into Assad in Syria. It's very complicated to try to wrap my mind around this one. But somebody in NATO, if you think about this, now they're saying it was like some Chechens and Kazakhstan boys that pulled this one. It's really hard to say, but I looked at it and I was like, well, if Erdogan's going off the plantation and warming to Russia and he doesn't have permission to do that, and the NATO boys want to start this dust up with Russia, you could see a Gladio hit against Erdogan for basically not staying on script. That's one possibility. Or Russia could be hitting them with a payback for downing their plane and killing the pilot and that sort of thing. I don't know yet. I'm still digging into it. Let's play the next segment.
So did you see what Judge Napolitano said, Vic? This is incredible. This is our next story. Judge Napolitano says, according to FBI documents that he's seen, nobody died in the Pulse nightclub until 5:13 a.m. when the SWAT team raided. That means for hours inside that club, we were told that Omar Mateen was slaughtering people left and right, taking hostages and stuff, killing people. According to these FBI documents, apparently that's not true. And this makes it sound like everybody who got killed by the SWAT team. What's going on here, Vic?
I don't know what I'm saying. Is the judge saying that the people were all killed by the militarized cops?
Or well, he didn't say that.
He's saying nobody died until 5, what was it?
5:13. This totally blows apart the official story if it's true.
You could stop it there, Mr. Producer, and let's forward to the next segment. But 5:13 is a weird number to me. That's the Fatima vision in Portugal, and that's the day Pope John Paul II was shot. And then it popped into my head. That number 5:13 kind of sticks with me. It's weird stuff. With Napolitano, goes on TV, and he's like, well, I'm looking at documents that said nobody died till 5, blah, 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 blah. Well, who knows? The whole thing's a big mind screw in the first place, and so I'm having a tough time with it. But I thought I'd include that in there. Let's play the next segment.
How about the next story? The next slide. The FBI is furiously trying to cover up the large number of witnesses who know that Omar Mateen was a flagrant, flaming gay guy. But the FBI has been trying to silence at least one of them. They reported that the FBI tried very hard to make them shut up and not talk to the media about this. And now the FBI has put out their statement that there's no evidence, even though I don't know how I can, countless people have come forward and talked about this. I have my own ideas about why this is. Vic, what are yours?
I think people got to stop being gullible. If the mainstream is covering something 24/7, something else is going on somewhere else.
And you could stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and forward to the next segment. I just think it personally, it's like this. They didn't want to make it look like a gay hit on a bunch of other gays, so they wanted to stay with the ISIS terror angle, so Alex Jones and the rest of them could all say, see, the ISIS is here and the Muslims want to kill everybody. And then they also want to make a hero out of this guy in the Wahhabi Takfiri kind of world. And the last thing they want is getting out that he was a rump ranger. So that would kind of denigrate him in the eyes. Well, even though a lot of them over there secretly do that stuff, they still don't want an openly gay jihadi hero. Let's play the next segment.
Well, how about the New York Times actually talking about the conspiracy theorists and the crisis actors and false flag? This was an incredible story, Vic. I mean, you know, it's very rare. I got a little coverage in the New York Times back in 2006. I actually had two huge articles devoted to me. One of them was actually reasonably favorable, covering, you know, when they were witch hunting me at the University of Wisconsin. And then the other one was a hit piece by Stanley Fish.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's forward to the next segment. So the New York Times, like I said earlier, actually had a story about Orlando and about basically the fallout that such a large number of people are talking crisis actors, such a large number of people are using the words false flag. It's bubbling up into the zeitgeist or the consciousness of more and more people. People are starting to see that, hey, wait a minute, these people are running operations on us. Let's play the next segment. You got it? All right. Well, let me know when you get that, Mr. Producer. I'm going to go into this real quick.
John Kerry. This new National Monument, the Stonewall National Monument. It was a mafia-owned homosexual bar. In 1969, the cops came and raided it. And then there was a big riot. And this is seen as the birth of the gay rights movement. And to me, you know, maybe it's because I'm Muslim, but this just seems so strange to me, because in Islamic culture, we sort of see, you know, homosexual acts as just another kind of vice, you know, like shooting heroin. Like, let's say you had a mafia-owned heroin bar, and all the heroin lovers in the bar, you know, got raided by the police, and then they rioted and they demanded, you know, equal rights for heroin users who should have the same rights as alcohol drinkers. And we started with a heroin pride movement, and pretty soon, you know, we got on board with the cocaine and amphetamines and what else? The ecstasy users, and it became, you know, HCIX, the HCIX movement. And this is so strange because in most cultures, in fact, all cultures that ever existed until this weird, decadent one that we live in, nobody categorized people as heterosexual or homosexual. Everybody was seen as being capable of all kinds of sexual acts, and then society had certain rules about which ones were okay and which ones weren't. But now we've got this identity politics completely out of control, and now we've got this mafia-owned homosexual pickup bar where there was a riot, becoming a national monument. I mean, am I crazy or is this culture incredibly decadent? Tell me, Vic. Maybe you shouldn't tell me.
Decadent.
Okay, stop it there, Mr. Producer. He just answers with one word, decadent. All right, forward to the next segment, but that's pretty funny stuff. I didn't know that it was a mafia-owned gay bar, this Stonewall Inn. I just became aware of that. So, yeah, Obama, it's a national monument. They'll probably make it a U.N. heritage site next, so just keep your eyes open for that. Let's play the next segment.
Or, God forbid, they'll obviously blame ISIS. Well, in false flag ISIS news this week, I love this, Vic. We're breaking through. Not only is the New York Times covering us, but the opponent of John McCain in his Senate race says that McCain is directly responsible for ISIS, and that McCain, along with Obama and Hillary, actually created ISIS. This is a mainstream candidate.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I could not believe that this is somebody was saying this. Arizona needs a senator who represents Arizona, not ISIS.
That's a good campaign slogan.
Dr. Kelly Ward is a former Republican member of the Arizona State Senate.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. We got a few minutes left. Forward to the next segment. So Dr. Kelly Ward, who's running against this freak, John McStain, one of the big founders of ISIS, pictures of him with al-Baghdadi and everything, she's basically outing him as the creator of ISIS in her campaign videos. So everybody should support her, definitely. Let's play the next segment.
And speaking of a little bit of truth coming through, how about this next story? Israeli intelligence chief, Major General Herzi Halevi, says that poor ISIS, this is our next slide, poor ISIS is losing, and that's terrible because Israel, quote unquote, does not want the situation in Syria to end with the defeat of ISIS. So the Israeli intelligence chief is whining and crying because ISIS is losing, and says we
stop it there, Mr. Producer, and I know we're at the end of the show. You know why? The Israeli intelligence chief does not want ISIS to lose in Syria until they topple Assad. That way, expansionist Israel can absorb a good portion of Syria, and then they'll topple the House of Saud, and then they'll absorb northern Saudi Arabia. So you see, the House of Saud knows their days are numbered. Like I've been saying for months and months, as soon as Syria goes, they'll probably take out the House of Saud before they even go after Iran, I would guess. It would probably be easier. The people are ready to get rid of the decadent House of Saud. And so you would probably see that happen. We're towards the end of the show, and I don't want to try to fit in any more audio. But basically, I wanted to finish with this. Jonas... Well, here's, I think I hear the music. I want to appreciate everybody for listening tonight. We covered a lot of material. I tried to smash it all together as best as I could this week. And so I thought we did a good job. We went through a lot of stuff. And so I hope you were edified by the broadcast, and appreciate y'all for being out there. See you next week, hopefully, unless something big happens tomorrow. See you all next week. Thanks, Ken, my board operator. The guy's a machine, so thanks a lot, Ken.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.